Oh, there's some good rock and roll for you right there. The mighty Subatomic on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Sanctum Cerebellum. Oh, the mighty Subatomic. Hey, folks, I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to grab that app, it's available right now for you on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, or find it on your favorite app store. It's truly the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio because you can take us anywhere. It's time to say hello to my good friend, my brother, my radio brother, and, well, whatever else he is. Rocker, how are you, man?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you. Oh, Alice wow. is here, too. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jimmy.
And on the phone with us right now is Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hey, hi there.
We got
Terry. It's going to be so great to talk with Rocker. We're all together.
Yay.
Oh, man, it is so great to be back here at Max Inc. Radio. Fantastic.
Terry,
you sound good.
He looks good, too. He looks like a slimmed down rocker. How many pounds have you lost?
Whoa. Oh, like probably 20.
20 pounds.
And yeah, since Christmas.
You look like you're 45 again.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. I'll take that.
How are you feeling, Rocker? Fill us in on the latest in your health update.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, after, you know, a brief stay in the hospital after the day after Christmas when my heart event happened. But now I've been getting stronger every day, so I'm getting in shape. I'm eating good food. We're, you know, keeping on a good diet. And, you know, the doctors say, hey, you know, you should be ready to drum here come summer, maybe.
Come summer.
We'll have to see. So maybe fall.
Yay!
Fall, we'll get some more shows going on.
What has it been like for you, Alice?
Awesome.
Keeping, I mean, Rocker, he's Rocker and I are probably have this in common, where we don't like to be idle. We have to do stuff all the time. What is it like for you to say, Rocker, you can't do that?
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's like, especially when it's like snowing outside and it's like, nope, you're not going out there to shovel. I'm going to go shovel for you. No big deal. But I'm like, you know what you can do? Chop up all these vegetables for me for dinner because we're eating a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And that was the other thing we were talking about off air. Terry, there, Alice was telling me about the diet change, and mainly the sodium.
Yeah, we're on the, it's called DASH, which is funny enough, the name of our dog, which means dietary alternative to salt to stop. Hypertension. So I've been a foodie, like I've been like a healthy, you know, I like to eat healthy, cook food, you know, but I never really had sodium on my radar. I really honestly never like, oh, like we use salt, no big deal, you know, but all of a sudden you pick up a can of tuna, you pick up your taco seasoning, you pick up your spaghetti sauce, you're like, oh, oy vey, let's get rid of this and make everything from scratch. Like even, you know, I mean.
Isn't it incredible to read those labels?
Yes.
And it's in everything. Yeah, big amounts.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, big prop. So it's really what it comes down to is eating really clean, you know, picking up something, a fruit, a vegetable that you don't even have to read a label because all processed food has sodium in it. So just avoid, you know, anything that's in a box, you know, stay to the outside of the grocery store, stay to your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, your dairy, and avoid all the boxed and packages.
That's so hard to do these
Rocker,
days, too.
How do you like it?
Well,
you
know, it opens up a lot of, you know, different foods that you can cook that you didn't realize. And, you know, you start spicing your food on your own and you realize that when you take the time to actually cook the food on your own. And I mean, there are so many videos out on YouTube that you can watch to cook that you can make some totally amazing food, believe it or not. Doesn't have to come from a restaurant, a box, or a can.
No, Rocker's really good with seasoning, and he's a really good chef. So it's just more of like, hey, here's a bunch of vegetables, you know, go make something. And he comes up with some really good stuff. And we're just eating, you know, eating regular meals, watching the sodium, staying away from processed sugar as well, you know, and exercise, you know, as much as you can as he's getting stronger. Rocker's definitely on a healing journey. He's lost some weight. He's definitely looking a lot better, sounding a lot better. This has been a huge learning curve, and you know, healing is not a straight up line, as we learned from one of the nurses, which we love the paramedics, all the nurses, all the professional medical people have been so helpful. And Rocker even has a really good team for his rehab too as well. So we're really blessed that it happened the way it did. We're in Madison. We've got a lot of support, and it's been good. We're learning a lot, and
I'm
we have
so glad.
Yeah. Thank God.
I know there's been talk, some talk about this. I spoke with Kevin about this just briefly last night at the Happy Hour Love. But, you know, one silver lining that might come out of this is, you know, kind of an effort spearheaded by Kevin, maybe you and some other people in the community to be able to get, you know, bartenders in the Madison area trained on CPR or make sure there's the defibrillators in establishments, like independent venues like the Gamma Ray that necessarily can't afford it themselves. Can you speak to that, Rocker?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's been some talk going around. And so people think that this is a pretty great idea. I haven't talked to anyone yet who said, oh no, what, are you kidding? Why? You know, so when you think of fans, you think of musicians that are in these bars, and these types of things happen, you know, whether we like it or not. And it would certainly, I think, be best to have people, you know, instead of having to run to the next bar across the street, who knows where a nurse is, who knows how to do this, you know, have those people right there that, you know CPR and, you know, if they need to grab the AED device off the, you know, everybody knows they're hanging in the big venues like the Sylvie and, you know, other larger places that maybe have money. So we're, you know, we got to figure out a way to maybe come up with a way to fund them. And, you know, fund this training. And maybe that's one of the things we can do. So there's a little talk going on about trying to, you know, organize that.
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, and it's interesting because you have taught a lot of people to think about this. And I don't know if you even realize that, because now I think people realize if that happened to Rocker, that could happen to anybody at any age, just not knowing how they're doing their own health-wise. So I think people really appreciate how open you have been to talk about this, but that you also want to take it that next step to try to help someone else down the road. So, Rocker, just know that people are so grateful, and they're also so happy to know that you're doing so much better.
Well, I'm usually fairly private, you know, about most of this stuff, but hey, I died on stage, man, you know, in front of everybody. So, you know, and you know, gratefully, that actually probably helped me out a lot, because, you know, my son, who took CPR, was right there, right on the spot, you know, giving me aid, and then other people came, as well as, you know, the emergency technicians within like 6 minutes. So, you know, if that maybe happened in private or happened somewhere else, you know, I may not be talking to you right now, but there was a lot of people there who weren't going to let me go. So I'm back here to rock.
Back here to rock. Rocker, Allison, Terry Barr is on the phone with us here. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. What was that conversation like with Nico, your son, a couple days when you get home? I mean, that had to be very emotional between you and Nico. I know this is kind of a personal question, and maybe just answer it.
I mean, well, you know, let me say something, like because when Rocker, you know, woke up in the hospital, like he definitely was out of it. You know what I mean? Like it was definitely like it was when the physician at UW Hospital was like checking him in and saying, okay, you know, we've got him stabilized. We're going to send him up to the cardiac wing. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a rough 48 hours. And he was not lying. Let me tell you, that was rough. And so when Rocker, like, woke up finally after being intubated and, you know, sedated and everything, I just kept telling him, and I had to keep repeating it because he didn't really remember it. And it was like, I'd see him the next day, like, you know, 24 hours later, and he was just like, I had a heart attack. And I was like, yeah, honey, I know. I was here yesterday. You know what I mean? And I told him,
fully,
I'm like,
aware.
Yeah, I'm fully aware. Yeah. And I told him, I said, you know what? If you're going to have a heart attack, the stars aligned for you, because your family, your friends, and the music scene saved your life, because anywhere else that this happened. And so I told him the story, you know, your son went up there, and I'm on the phone with 911. Kevin running, you know, trying to find a nurse to call, you know, another person, because you can't do CPR for more than a minute. So as soon as Nico started CPR, you know, Kevin's looking for someone else, and the paramedics, like, literally, I felt like they just showed up almost instantaneously. But it was really, it was was crazy. I still can't believe it sometimes, but he really, it's the music scene, his family, his friends. I mean, if it could have if it would have happened any other way. So that's, Nico's been a big part of it. He's very humble about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nico's not, he doesn't want to talk about it, and he's very humble, and he just did what he had to do.
Yep. Efficiently.
Yep.
Well, I have kind of a difficult question on top of all of this. It happened at an odd time because you were at the end of the year, but then you were still doctoring and you continue to doctor in a new year.
Yep.
What does that do financially?
Well, we do have, you know, deductible as all insurance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have, thank God we have good insurance, but we definitely have a deductible and we have maximum out of pocket. And I'm sure we're going to meet the maximum out of pocket for 2024 and 2025. I mean, these billing things take a long time. I go on there, it still says pending, you know, so we'll have to see. We're not quite sure how everything's going to shake down and what's all. I've kind of put that in the back of my mind because just everyday bills are already enough. Right. You know what I mean? And the property tax bill just came out. And so I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'm focused on today is Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday, and then comes Monday. That's what's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
I tell you, it's a lot cheaper to just eat well now. So avoid sodium.
And exercise. I mean, honestly, exercise is a big part of it. You know, get your heart, you know, you do your cardio, and that could be a brisk 30-minute walk every day.
It's like a, it's like
they say that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like a PSA you just did there for sodium, Rocker.
Yep.
Brought to you by the ad council. You
exactly.
Know?
Avoid your sodium and get your walks in.
You know, Terry and I, we know the hospitalization and the cost of stuff is going to be pretty tremendous for you guys. I mean, unfortunately, in the world that we live in with the wonderful, quote unquote, medical programs we have here in the United States, you know, you're going to pay out the nose probably for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like we needed to do something to help you all out with the medical bills. So behind your back, Rocker, very sneaky about this, we have put together a benefit show for you. And if you were listening earlier in the day, this is the big concert announcement that we're about to make here on Max Inc. Radio. Okay?
Wow.
Oh boy.
So this is big. And before I tell you the nuts and bolts of it, basically is, you know, at this show, the bands are going to get paid a bit. You guys are going to get some money out of this. And Mama Cares is going to get some money out of this too. It's going to be a benefit for Rocker and your family and Mama Cares. Circle the date on the calendar right now. Sunday, May the 4th.
Wow.
Be with you. And it's the perfect date for you, Rocker, because you're a big Star Wars fan. It's at the...
Oh, no. You know how he's going to dress up for this.
Yeah, well, of course he would. It's going to be at the Burr Oak. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak. It is the Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show for Rocker.
I love that.
His family. Also, Mama Cares. The Rocker Jamboree featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7.
What?
That is your lineup?
No freaking way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Goosebumps.
I don't even know what to say right now.
How did you pull this off, Jimmy?
It was magic.
Like, no.
It was magic. Seriously, wow. I reached out to Paul and Butto and Brian Mole from Subatomic and Electromag. And really, I got to give props to Butto because he's the one that said, because I originally just asked for Last Crack. He was like, well, Mind Ox and Magic 7 are in too.
Wow. No way. This is going to be awesome.
We just heard Mind Ox and Magic 7.
Wow. Now you know why we played those songs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, I'm so excited because like I love all those people. So it'll be super fun to hang out with them and like have it be something for Rocker. Like, how special is that? Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well, that's such a...
It gives you guys a little time to just kind of keep working on the process.
Yes.
And then by May, you know, you guys will be ready to just kind of see a lot of people and get a lot of hugs. So.
Oh my God. Amazing. I love you guys. This is incredible. I cannot even tell you. I'm like... speechless.
It's a big, and there's a lot of more people involved. Of course, the bands, once again, Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7, Sunday, May the 4th at the Borough here in Madison. It's presented, of course, by Civic Media, 92.7 WMDX, and Max Inc. Radio. And we got some sponsors, too. I got to say thank you to our sponsors, Aftershock Classic Arcade.
Wow.
Brainstormer Studios, The Ethical Trade Company here in Madison, Ginter's Guitar Shop of Madison.
Oh my gosh.
Of Wisconsin. Yeah. Also Madison Drum Makers and the Aaron Weber Group. They're all sponsors of the show.
Oh my God, that's incredible. I could cry.
And thanks to all of them.
Oh my God, Jimmy, this is so awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank
Jimmy,
you.
Jimmy, this is
crazy.
Yeah, I'm really... This is very emotional.
We're touched.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great
Jimmy,
show.
I don't think anyone said no. I think everybody you asked said, what else can we do? What
right.
Can
oh,
we
my
do to
God.
Help?
Wow.
You have
I'm
been
floored.
So great in
Me
asking
too.
All these wonderful people. Yeah.
Wow.
Should we
this
make
is
it
incredible.
Should we make it official? You want to hear the promo that's been made for this?
Yeah,
year?
We
yeah,
do.
Let's hear it.
Let me,
do it.
Let me throw it in the thingamabob here.
Yeah, this will make it official. I love that.
This is so fun. This will give us something to look forward to. It's like, you know, this is incredible, you guys.
All right, here, check this out. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic, Mindox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. It's official, Rocker.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
Thank
incredible.
You.
I'm blown
Thank
away.
Thank you, guys.
It's like a surprise birthday party.
It is.
So
it's totally funny.
Surprise. Well, and Jimmy K hushed everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't hear Pete.
I didn't either. Wow.
No, I'm so glad. I was so afraid somebody would say, oh, hey, we can't wait. And I thought, we got this far. We made it.
Everybody was under strict orders. Hey, Terry, it's great to hear you. We only got 20 seconds here. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Terry.
I could not miss that. We love you both so much.
Thank you, Terry,
you
Jimmy.
Party. And yeah, it's going to be terrific, you guys.
I can't wait.
Come back and just, yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
Rocker, Alice, I love you guys.
We love
Thank
you.
Thank you for coming
you, Jimmy.
In.
Yes.
Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May 4th. We'll talk more about it over the next couple of months, guaranteed. Let's hear some Last Crack right now. It's my burning time.
Oh, my
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
How the hell did you...